One, two suspects in custody. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and there's a lot of things happening today that I want to make sure that you're aware of. A lot of announcements about different events that are taking place here in the upstate and about to take place. And so I just want to make sure that you're aware of a number of things that are going on, and then we'll get to our topic here today. We're going to be talking about the subject of contentment, and we're scheduled to be joined by Lydia Brownback in just a few moments on the program, so we'll go ahead and make that connection with her, and then we'll come back to the broadcast. First of all, I wanted to let you know that tonight at Taylor's First Baptist Church right here in outside of Greenville, just practically in Greenville here in Taylor's Road, Main Street in Taylor's. But at Taylor's First Baptist tonight, Del Tackett, who is the creator of the Truth Project, will be speaking there tonight. 7 o'clock tonight, he'll be there, and you don't want to miss this. This is going to be just a wonderful presentation by Del Tackett. And by the way, if you buy a ticket, there's still a few tickets left available. I think they said in the middle section of the auditorium, there are still some tickets available. But if you buy a ticket tonight, if you're a parent and you buy a ticket, your children get to come to the event for free. And so that's a great deal that's being offered through the Palmetto Family Council. And also, they announced the other day that if you are a young person currently in college and you've got a student ID card, and you're able to come to the event absolutely free as well. And so I want to make sure that that's available to you. And so if you want more information about that, just go out to the website, knowingthetruth.org. That's www.knowingthetruth.org. And listed there, right in the middle of the website, are a number of upcoming events. And one of them is the one taking place there tonight. Let me mention a couple others there. We also, another event that's going to be taking place is a pastor's fellowship luncheon. I just emailed local pastors with that announcement again as well. It's coming up in just 2 weeks, and so you don't want to miss out on this. This is going to be a wonderful time of fellowship with your fellow pastors here in the upstate of South Carolina. It's going to be held on Tuesday, September 15th, and it's going to be held at First Baptist Church of Simpsonville. Now, I say Pastors Fellowship Luncheon, but this is open to church leaders as well. So if you're involved in a ministry at your church, if you're a pastor at that church, or an associate pastor, youth pastor, any of the above there, this is open for you to attend this event. And here's the good news. The event is absolutely free, and so lunch will be provided for you. Additionally, we're going to be giving out some books at this event. The first 60 people that register for this event will receive 3 books, A Call to Spiritual Reformation by D.A. Carson, Judges, a book on Judges. It's called Judges, Such a Great Salvation by Dale Ralph Davis. And then also the book One with the Shepherd, The Tears and the Triumphs of the Ministry of a Ministry Marriage by Mary Somerville. And so you receive, the first 60 people that register for that event will receive one copy of each one of those books. The guest speaker for that event is going to be Carl Robbins. Carl is the senior pastor at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church. And this entire event is sponsored by the Adoption Orphan Care Alliance of the Upstate. And so they're going to be there, and they're going to present some information related to an upcoming Family Life, their Hope for Orphans conference that's coming in October. And so they're going to be there making some comments as well. You don't want to miss it. Again, the registration for that event, it's absolutely free for you to attend, but we need for you to register so that we have the right count to give to the folks there for the food. Let me also tell you about two more events, and then we'll go ahead and begin on our subject here about contentment today. But I want to let you know that there's also a NENC conference. Now, you might be asking, what is a NENC conference? It stands for the National Association of Nouthetic Counselors. And they're going to be here in the upstate, and they're going to be over at the First Baptist Church of Spartanburg. And so if you go over there to that, if you go out to our website at knowingthetruth.org, you'll see a link there for the NENC 2009 annual conference. It's only that's only 2 months away. A lot of great speakers. Those speakers will be with me over the next couple of weeks, and during the next couple of weeks, I'll be talking with them leading up until that conference. So the NENC conference, 2009 annual conference, over at First Baptist Church in Spartanburg. Click on the link on the Knowing the Truth website, and it'll take you right to their page telling you all about that conference. And then finally, the National Conference on Christian Apologetics is going to be here. It's going to be taking place in Charlotte, actually, right up the 85. And so the folks there, Alex McFarlane and a number of folks, will be coming in and speaking at that event. You don't want to miss it. That's about 3 months away, but I have the registration page there for you. I went last year, did a number of interviews there as well, and just going to be a wonderful event. So I highly encourage you to take advantage of those. So go out to the website, knowingthetruth.org, and on that website you'll find all of the information related to all of these different events that are coming right here into the upstate. A couple of points about some things that you can get really good deals on right now. I wanted to let you know that we're still offering out on the Knowing the Truth website a narration of Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, narrated by Max McLean. You can go there for an absolutely free download of that. And also, I've got a website out there on the website. I'm sorry, I've got a link on the website and a logo on the website for the folks from New Growth Publishing. And if you go out to their website, you can see there, if you click on that link that's on there, New Growth Press link on my website, you'll see there that it'll take you to a page where they're offering some specials. One of the specials I was looking at this morning was they're giving $150 off the retail price of their 25 mini book counseling resource package. Now, this thing is really great. You get 5 copies of each one of these little mini books. I've already done interviews with a number of the authors that wrote those mini books, like Ed Welch and Powelson, David Powelson, and Lane, and just a number of the folks that write those books, Paul David Tripp and others. And they're really, really good. They're short, but they speak about a number of different issues facing individuals in our churches today, and so I think it's something that you may want to be aware of. They're giving a great discount right now on those kits or those packages that include either 5 copies of each one, all 25 books, and an acrylic display. And also, they have a lesser one, 16 of those mini books, and they're offering a $75 discount on those ones as well. So a number of things, as I mentioned in the top of the broadcast, that are taking place, and so I want to make sure that you're aware of those things. Hope to see you there tonight at the Del Tackett event at First Baptist. First Baptist of Taylor's, or Taylor's First Baptist. Hope to see you there tonight. If you see me, I'll be at the door welcoming some folks in, and that, come on up and say hello. I'd love to get a chance to meet you in person. Also, I'll be speaking tomorrow, actually, at a business luncheon that's taking place down at a restaurant called the Lazy Goat. And so it's a lunchtime meeting down at the Lazy Goat, and I'll be speaking down there. And I'll be speaking about the issue of vocation, you know, Christian vocation, and this idea that oftentimes we separate the secular and the sacred, and we look at what we're doing in our life and we say, well, you know, I'm not a preacher or I'm not in quote-unquote full-time ministry, and I've got to work and do this, but when I get out of work, I hope to do something for the Lord. You know, well, that type of mentality really is completely opposed to what the Scripture has to say about the issue of vocation, about our calling and the things of God. And so tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. until 1 o'clock, we'll be meeting at the Lazy Goat Restaurant. This is for Christian businesses. This is sponsored by the Christian Business Group. And so if you'd like to attend that meeting, just send me an email at kevin@knowingthetruth.org, and I'll go ahead and get you all the information so you can register for that event tomorrow. And so that's the Lazy Goat in downtown Greenville. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back from the commercial, we'll go ahead and start our discussion about the area of contentment. And that's what we're talking about today. Should be joined in just a little bit by Lydia Brownback. She'll be calling in to discuss her book, Contentment, A Godly Woman's Adornment. We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. You want to stay tuned. You're listening to Knowing the Truth, and this is Pastor Kevin Bowling. All of the information we talk about today, including an audio file of the program, is available out on knowingthetruth.org. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
There's only one truth. It's not what I think it is. It's not what you think it is. It's not what Stu thinks it is. It's what God says it is in the Bible.
Truth for the now generation. Guests who push your hot button.
Sunday morning is the most segregated time in America. And we just need to start losing the labels of white church, black church. I mean, it is the church.
Hey, Upstate, Stu Everson from Truth Talk Live inviting you to join me weekdays at 5 right here on Christian Talk 660.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, 5 state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. If you tuned in today and you were expecting, as the tweets had promoted and also on the website, and I've been talking about it for past week or so now, too, that Lydia Brownback would be with me. I just received word that she's not going to be able to come to the participate in the program today. She just had something come up that had to be taken care of, and so she had to go do that, and so we're not going to be able to talk with Lydia today. We'll reschedule that interview for those of you who tuned in specifically to talk to her, but let me go ahead and tell you, I'll still give you, if you're interested, if you called in today or you dialed in today to listen to the broadcast, specifically to hear Lydia, give me either a call or send me an email or a tweet on Twitter, And I'll go ahead and still give you a copy of her book on contentment, A Godly Woman's Adornment. And we're going to continue to talk about that subject on the broadcast today. I think that obviously this is a topic that any pastor should be able to talk about. And it's a topic that any Christian really in today's society should be well aware of the verses that are involved in thinking biblically about this particular topic. And so we'll do that in just a minute. But let me say, if you want to call in, let me give you that number, 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535, and offer something on the issue of contentment. I'll be sure to go ahead and get one of these books mailed out to you, courtesy of the good folks over there at Crossway. That's www.crossway.org. We'll get you Lydia Brownback's book. Also, if you want to tweet, you can certainly do that, twitter.com/knowingthetruth. And my email address is kevin@knowingthetruth.org. So any of those ways that you want to get in touch with me, be happy to go ahead and take your question or your comment, and then also see about providing you with one of these books. So let's talk about this subject that we're going to talk about today, this idea of contentment. Now, when I think about contentment, one of the thoughts that comes to my mind is the idea of the 10th commandment. You know, the 10th commandment, of course, deals with the fact that thou shalt not covet. But I think as we look at these 10 commandments, I think this is true of every single one of them, really. When we examine them, we see that the commandment is much broader than it appears on the face of it. I think oftentimes some people just read the 10 commandments there in Exodus chapter 20, and they reduce them almost to the lowest common denominator. They don't really glean from the commandment all that the commandment is saying. And I think that is especially true when we come to this 10th commandment. It's come full circle now. In the beginning, in the first commandment, it was telling us that we shouldn't have any other God except for the Almighty. And now in the 10th commandment, we find in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5, that covetousness is compared to idolatry. In other words, that we are taking things, the things of this world, and exalting them up to such a position that they have actually become gods in our life. So here the commandment has come full circle on this, and it's telling us in this commandment that we should be taking every thought captive about the things that we desire in this world. In fact, the word covet has the idea of a strong desire towards something. It's comparable to the idea of lusting. You know, it is a strong desire towards, in this particular case, towards what belongs to our neighbor. And God forbids this type of craving after what God has prohibited. He says to us that we shouldn't be coveting our neighbor's goods. We shouldn't be coveting our neighbor's wife or anything that he has. And so here is this prohibition that is given to us in this 10th commandment not to covet. Let me read to you for a second a statement that is made in the Westminster Confession of Faith and what it says about the 10th commandment. The Westminster Confession of Faith, by the way, is just a very succinct statement about various doctrinal elements of the Word of God. That's all it is. And the folks that compiled the Westminster Confession of Faith did an excellent job, in some cases years, working on the wording, the correct wording for what they sought to put in this wonderful document that's been such a help to so many people over the years. There's also Baptist confessions that are basically built upon the Westminster Confession of Faith as well. But let me read what the Confession of Faith says about the 10th commandment. It says, "The 10th commandment forbiddeth all discontentment with our own estate, envying or grieving at the good of our neighbor, and all inordinate motions or affections to anything that is his. And so we can see here that the 10th commandment, you know, goes immediately to this idea of discontentment, which is what we're going to talk about contentment today. Here it is in its negative form. Here's this discontentment spoken of in the 10th and final commandment that was given to us by the Lord. And so we also see, I think, as we look at this, and the confession brings this out as well, that the 10th commandment requires full contentment with our own condition, with a right and a charitable frame of spirit toward our neighbor and all that is his. Now, this was not only a message for the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 20 when it was given. This is a message that is extremely important for us to get today. Listen, if there's one word that can be a banner that can be created and then posted above our particular generation in the time that we live, that one word is covetousness. We are a covetous people. Just groping and griping about our particular situations in this life and groping after the things of this world. Thus, the 10th commandment, though, when we think about this, it condemns all covetousness and it commands contentment, that we be content with the things that the Lord has given to us. And so this is, really where I think we start as a good foundational basis when we focus on this idea of contentment in this life. It's interesting. The idea of contentment actually has the idea of us being content with what God has given to us. In fact, Augustine, if you're really spiritual, that's how you say it. So I'm going to use that. Augustine defines covetousness in this way. He said it is to desire more than enough. And he says that contentment is then saying, I have enough. That the things that the Lord has seen fit to give to me are enough. He has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness, the scripture tells us. But then he is mercifully, bountifully giving us way above and beyond what we could ask or think as well. In spiritual things, certainly, but also for almost all of us. I would dare say all of us in the listening audience, he has given us abundantly more than we could ever want in this life as well, even of physical things and temporary blessings that we enjoy in this world. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 11, said this, "For I have learned in whatsoever state I am to therewith be content." So here's the Apostle Paul saying that he has learned this. It doesn't come naturally. You know, the natural man is not content with his current situation. The natural man has a built-in lust for other things, and often the things that belong to somebody else. So he's not saying that this is something that comes naturally. And even to us as Christians, when we are born again and we're filled with the Holy Ghost and we receive all of those many benefits and blessings that flow to us through the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even then we struggle with the old man rearing his ugly head and wanting the things that are inappropriate for us to have in this world, the things that belong to others, or the things that God has graciously and mercifully held back from us. And so discontent, or contentment, I should say, let me put it in the positive. Contentment is saying, I believe my current situation to be what God has graciously ordained for me. That's what it is. You know, if he has seen fit to give me much of this world's good, then praise the Lord. Thank the Lord that he has seen fit to give you many, many things to enjoy and to use for the kingdom of God in this world. But if he has seen fit to hold back much of this world's goods, then so be it. He is all wise and he is all knowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He knows what we have need of. He knows what is right and proper for us to have. He knows what will help us and encourage us in our spiritual walk. It is His wisdom that we're relying upon, not our own. I thank God for the many times that I prayed for various things that the Lord graciously didn't give them to me, because they would have been stumbling blocks in my Christian walk and would have hindered my progress in holiness. And so we'll talk more about this issue when we come back from the break. You're welcome to join 1-888-660-WLFJ. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
You heard the invitation, and boy, oh boy, did you show up. Hi, I'm Isaac Feinman for Christian Talk 660, thanking you for supporting our event with Senator Jim DeMint at Lifeway Christian Stores in Anderson. Man, about 100 people came, and we had a great time introducing you to your senator, Senator Jim DeMint, with his new book, Saving Freedom. Now, if you did not get a chance to purchase a copy and you would still like to, please, by all means, visit any Lifeway Christian stores and pick up your copy today, especially Lifeway Christian Store in Anderson, if you would like. Their address is 3045 North Main Street in Anderson. Their telephone number, 225-4030. Again, that address, 3045 North Main Street in Anderson. And their telephone number, 225-4030. Lifeway Christian Stores, biblical solutions for life.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza. They'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
More and more people are deciding to secure their family's safety by applying for a South Carolina concealed weapons permit. Dry Fire's class includes the NRA basic pistol course and state training requirements for a concealed carry permit. The class includes instruction from NRA certified instructors, info on South Carolina gun laws, the written exam, and qualifying with a firearm on the outdoor range. Register for South Carolina's concealed weapons permit class by calling 608-1522 or log on to dry-fire.com.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We're going to go back to our discussion about contentment in just a second. But before we do, I wanted to let you hear what some people on the street are saying about the subject of contentment. What do they think? Let's listen to this.
What does it mean to be content?
Content. That's out of my vocabulary.
Ooh, what does it mean to be content?
Contentment. I don't know.
Just to be satisfied.
I guess being satisfied with something.
Find, an inner peace with yourself, being happy with who you are.
Not let your wants outweigh what you have.
I guess it means to be happy. Not really want anything else, I guess.
I guess it means all right with how you are.
Being okay with what's going on. Not necessarily being entirely happy about it, like having a positive sense, but also not having a negative sense.
You're not worried about what other people think about you.
Contentment is having the Lord on your side.
Are you a content person?
Am I content? No, I don't think I'm content.
No, I'm not content.
No, I don't think I'm very content.
I don't think I'm very content, actually.
Some days, you know, I'm happier than others.
Are you content with your life?
Not at the moment.
Sometimes.
I would consider myself a very content person.
I'd say I am, yeah. I think I could be a better person sometimes.
Is there anything that could happen to make you more content with your life?
There's always things that can make you more content with your life.
Probably just more money right now.
Finding, this perfect soulmate and all those, you know, stereotypical things.
Get a good job, provide for my daughter and myself without having to rely on everybody else.
What is your source of contentment?
Just feeling complete in myself.
Try to keep a positive outlook.
That makes me content.
And having my bills paid makes it a lot easier to be content.
Some material possessions, though.
What's the source of your contentment?
I suppose my mother.
Just following my emotions, sort of a transcendentalist, romanticist.
Why do you think most people are not content with their lives?
I have no clue. There's just something missing, I guess.
Honestly, I mean, I think that they're searching.
We live in a materialistic society, and everybody thinks that when they get the bigger car, or the bigger house, or the nicer pool, they're going to be happy.
Everybody's reaching for something.
Got to have money, got to have looks, got to have all these things.
People want more money, better cars, bigger houses.
People don't really have a purpose, like a reason to get up in the morning. They don't have Jesus.
They are searching for something to fill that void, and they're not going to find it.
I think a lot of people need Jesus just for the fulfillment in their lives. They try to fill their lives with so many things that just don't fill the void.
Could be music, could be drugs, could be anything. And there's no otherworldly peace that they can have.
You're never going to have that satisfaction, that fulfillment, unless you have him.
He is a lot of the contentment that people are looking for.
Well, there's a number of people out on the street that were asked about the subject of contentment. You can see that certainly in the world, things are very confused as to the issue of contentment. And even among some of the people there that would say that they went to church, there seems to be a misunderstanding, at the very least, about the subject of contentment. Do you hear some of the answers there? Some said that they were content. And what was it based upon? Self, money, stuff, others, emotions? I mean, those are pretty fickle things in order to base your contentment on. If your contentment is on the stock market, well, you're not going to have very consistent contentment because it's up and down every single day. If your contentment is upon your emotions, as the one person said there, threw in some transcendental meditation stuff there afterwards as well. But if it's based upon emotions, are you kidding? Your emotions may be up one day and then completely something different, probably within the same day. Your emotions will shift around quite a bit. So if we're going to find contentment, true contentment that the scripture speaks about, it's got to be based upon something that is far more durable than the fleeting things of this life. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Let's go to the phone lines. Rock from right here in South Carolina is on the line. Rock, you got a question or comment today?
Yes, sir. Pastor Kevin, let me say, I don't have money or look, so I can't be content.
If I say amen, would you take that the wrong way?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I'm in the same boat.
I'm thinking, I push the rock envelope. I'm not really content. I'm always pushing the rock envelope to try to get me a little bit more into a walk in the Spirit.
Mm.
But I was preaching several years ago, and for years I've been preaching on a walk in the Spirit, on surrender, and on allowing the Holy Spirit to live the life of Christ through us. And this old Lutheran lady, been in the Lutheran church all her life, asked me, she said, she just stopped me, because I preach or teach in a dialogue fashion, you know. I ask questions and allow the congregation to ask questions while I'm preaching. And this lady stopped me and asked me, she said, well, how do we walk the walk? And I said, that is the A number one question for us Christians. How do we walk the walk?
Mm-hmm.
So I say that while we are supposed to be content where we are, it's kind of a throttled, controlled contentment. We should ever press to get more into the walk in the Spirit.
Yeah, well, that's a great
point. We should ever open up or leave ourselves open to God's direction to bring us closer to Him.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know, you're talking
more of His power through us.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, I'm not talking about spiritual contentment or about being sitting back on our lees or resting in the place that we are spiritually. You bring up a great point, Rock. That we're supposed to be pursuing after, pressing hard, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. You know, we're supposed to be hungering and thirsting after God and His righteousness and the kingdom of God and all of those things. And so there's no doubt in my mind that in that area there's not supposed to be a contentment with where we're at. I'm talking more about a contentment in the things of this world, a contentment at our place and our position that God has put us at in this particular world, these temporary things that he's given to us, and being content with those things. But you bring up an excellent point, and I appreciate it, Rock.
Well, thank you. And the question is always for us, who do we allow to control?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we going to allow to control? Are we going to fly it ourselves?
Nope.
Yeah, that's always my question. Am I flying this thing myself? No wonder I'm not content.
Exactly.
I'm probably way off the charts.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day, Rock. It said, if Jesus is your co-pilot, you're in the wrong seat.
Right.
So,
exactly,
so many
right.
Christians would say that, you know, Christ is my co-pilot. No, Christ needs to be the pilot. And we're following him and yielding to him and submitting to him. And that's the only place that true contentment can be found. Very good, Rock. Thank you very much for your comments here today. You know, I've been likening some of this discussion and setting it up here towards in the Tenth Commandment, the Tenth Commandment itself, which of course speaks to us about thou shalt not covet, which deals with the issue of contentment as well, not being happy with what we have in this world. Well, when you think about that, this discontent with what God has given to us, it's a discontent that is shown towards God, and then it's also a discontent that strikes out against our neighbors. So, in a very real sense, the breaking of this commandment is a breaking of the entire tablets of the law, of both tablets of the law. It's striking out against God in the first tablet, and it is also striking out against our neighbor in the second tablet. You know, one of the ideas, a word that's closely associated with this idea of discontentment, is the word envy. Now, there's another word that we see so often displayed in our modern times, in this particular generation, envy. You know, the envy has this idea of resenting someone for who they are and what they have. The idea is that we are begrudging or our hatred of our neighbor because of who they are or what they have. It's a reluctance on our part to acknowledge what is rightfully theirs. You know, this is the whole idea of where one of the commandments speaks about thou shalt not steal. Inherent in that commandment is the right of property ownership. God has given them something. It is rightfully theirs. And envy is a reluctance to acknowledge what is rightfully theirs. It is a spite or a resentment at the success of other people, resulting in wishing ill or ill against them, or a deep-seated desire for the advantages and the possessions that they have. And so all of these things, you know, this is a secret longing. It's a secret sin very often, a secret longing for something that we have no right to. It's similar to what Achan committed, right, when he hid the wedge of gold, thinking that nobody knew about it, but then the Lord exposed it in his life. And I think that much of this, you know, unless we deal with it, this will be the case with us in our lives and in our churches, unless we are very careful to watch for the corrupting influences of these things in our life. You know, we need to be careful of our attitude towards material possessions. I don't know how many times the scripture says this. It's replete with instruction about how we are to think about material possessions. And we need to not be a covetous person in our thinking or our attitude towards these things. I'll tell you a couple ways that you can tell if you're a covetous person, or a person could be considered to be covetous, when his thoughts are continually on worldly things. He has no time to pray. He has no time to read God's word, because he is consumed with the idea of getting. Like Martha, he is cumbered about himself with many things. He has entangled himself in the affairs of this life. Somebody once said this. They said, success often takes a man to a place where his character cannot sustain him. We've got to be careful in this success-driven society that we live in today. Remember that success often takes a man to a place where his character cannot sustain him. We've got to be very careful about the things that we have to make sure that although we're thankful for the possessions that God has given to us, we must be very careful that those things do not possess us rather than us possess them for the kingdom of God. We're going to talk about it a little bit more when we come back from the break, and you're welcome to join the conversation. 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Be right back.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Hi, this is Kay Arthur with Precept Ministries International, and I want to urge you to listen to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. I believe that this man has been chosen for this time when truth has stumbled in the streets. You need to know the truth, for the truth will set you free.
Knowing the Truth, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock on Christian Talk 660.
More and more, people are deciding to secure their family safety by applying for a South Carolina concealed weapons permit. Dry Fire's class includes the NRA basic pistol course and state training requirements for a concealed carry permit. The class includes instruction from NRA certified instructors, info on South Carolina gun laws, the written exam, and qualifying with a firearm on the outdoor range. Register for South Carolina's concealed weapons permit class by calling 608-1522 or log on to dry-fire.com.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, 5 state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the last segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We've been talking about the subject of contentment from a number of different angles, tying back into the scriptures, starting with Exodus chapter 20 and the 10th commandment saying, "Thou shalt not covet." And we've been expanding or expounding what that commandment is all about. I was scheduled today to do an interview with Lydia Brownback, but she had something come up last minute and wasn't able to join in on the discussion. And so we're talking about the subject, though, of her book, which is called Contentment, A Godly Woman's Adornment. It's put out by Crossway. And so you can go out to www.crossway.org in order to get a copy. I have a few copies with me here. So if you'd like to, If you'd like to get a copy, first of all, you're welcome to call in to the radio broadcast, 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. And I'll go ahead and put you down for a copy, and we'll mail one out to you. Also, you can send me an email at kevin@knowingthetruth.org, or go out to Twitter and send me a tweet as well at twitter.com/knowingthetruth. Let me say that this book is made up of handy little devotions that are here in this book. It's the full title is actually Contentment, A Godly Woman's Adornment. So it's written primarily for women. It's called an on-the-go devotional. It's part of a series that Lydia is doing. She's got a couple more of these coming out, I think, early next year. And so you can look forward to that. But very, very handy little book. in order to keep our mind stayed on the scriptures, on the things of God, thinking biblically about what we possess in this world, not allowing those things to possess us. That's the idea. Just before the break, I was talking about some of the ways that we can tell if we have stumbled into covetousness. And one of the ways that I had mentioned was that our thoughts are continually on worldly things, that this is all we talk about. You know, hey, I talk to some Christians and get in a conversation with them, and man, it seems like everything revolves around the things of this world. It's hard, you'd be hard-pressed to squeak out a spiritual conversation on something. Everything is about, you know, the latest technique about networking and blah, 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 about making money and all of these things. I understand that these things are a part of our life and, you know, should be a part of a portion of our conversation. But sometimes, you know, they're constantly speaking about this thing, gaining riches in the world and how we can do it better. Well, that's not really where the heart of the Christian should be focused. You know, here's another way I think that you can tell if you're covetous or if covetousness is starting to grip your heart. Do you diligently hunt for the things of this world but only wish for the things of heaven? You know, you're willing to go out and find and diligently look for the latest sale and get the best deal on some sort of little trinket that this world has to offer. But boy, when you're asked to do the slightest little thing in order to improve godliness in your life, how about reading a good Christian book? How about, you know, poring over some of the Puritan writers from the past? How about, you know, listening to a good tape on teaching about certain biblical topic? How about going to special events like the thing tonight there at the Del Taca, talking about Christian worldview, about how we should view the state? How about studying the Word of God? How about reading through the Bible? You know, and make sure as a Christian, very least, we should have read through the Bible. You know, I had Woodrow Crow with me on the program from Back to the Bible, and he said, God has written one book. He would like for us to read it. And yet there's so many Christians that have never even read the Bible. You know, where is dying to self? Where is being about the Master's business? You know, where are all these things, going the extra mile and not entangling ourselves in the things of this world? Where are all these things? But boy, you talk about, you know, something in this world's goods, the latest cell phone gadget or the API, you know, the new app that's out for it. And boy, everybody's up to speed on what's the latest and greatest on all of those things. So here's one way to check our heart. You know, are we willing to put forth a great deal of effort to gain the world's goods, but we hardly lift a finger to obtain the slightest little spiritual blessing? You know, worldliness causes a man to be willing to part with the pearl of great price for the world's wedge of gold. We got to be careful about this. Like the rich young ruler, he would rather part with Christ than all of his earthly possessions. There's three words of warning that I think about very often in the New Testament scriptures that come directly from the lips of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those words of warning were spoken to his disciples. He was not speaking to the world. He was speaking to those who had named the name of Christ. He is speaking to those that had professed to be followers of him, of Jesus Christ. And he spoke these three words of warning. He said, remember Lot's wife. And when you remember, you know, you think to yourself, what is it about this woman that he wants us to remember? And you look at her life, you see very quickly that she had a tremendous amount of privilege. She was among the few saved people upon the face of the earth. She was living there with her husband Lot, of course. They had, had conversations with Abraham. The Lord had graciously sent angels there in order to deliver them from Sodom and Gomorrah. They had been induced and seduced by the things of Sodom and Gomorrah and now found themselves vexed on a daily basis with what they were involved in. And yet God graciously led them by the hand out of the city of destruction. But while he was doing so, her heart forced her head, and she looked back at the things of this world. The sin that she committed was the sin of discontent with the things of God. The sin that she committed was the sin of covetousness. She was coveting the things of this world. And so she looked back. Her heart forced her to look back at the things that were back behind her in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so we got to be careful. Check your heart. Are we covetous after the things of this world? Here's another way that we can tell. You know, when all of our conversation centers on earthly things, John chapter 3 and verse 31 says this, "He that is of the earth speaketh of the earth." You know, you hear the old saying, people say, they say, "Well, he's so heavenly minded that he's no earthly good." Well, I've never met a person like that has been so heavenly, not in our generation, that is so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. I think the opposite is abundantly true in our churches today. Many are so earthly minded that they're no heavenly good. They're so consumed with the things of this world that they are very little use in actually performing something or accomplishing something in the kingdom of God. Thomas Watson, the great Puritan writer, said this, "A covetous man's breath, like a dying man's, smells strong of the things of this earth." That's a powerful statement there. You know, it was Peter that said, "Thy speech betrayeth thee." And so, you know, it betrays the covetous man and it tells of the secret sins of his heart. We need to beware of covetousness. It's a subtle sin. It's a dangerous sin. It's an unsatisfying sin. And so we shouldn't put all of our hope and our trust in these things. Speaking about the subtlety of it, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 5 speaks about it being the cloak of covetousness. You know, it hides under other names like ambition and being a good steward, brother, you know, that type of thing. Being goal-oriented or providing for the future. You know, it's a parasite sin. It attaches itself to many other good motives. It's like the Gibeonites who disguised themselves to avoid destruction and detection. They appear to be from much further away than they actually were. They actually lived very close by. That's what covetousness is like. Never forget that phrase in the opening of our Bibles that says this, "Now the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts of the field." Always remember that. He is more subtle than any of the other beasts of the field. You know, he's able to trick you into doing this. And so keep this in mind. The 10th commandment, as I said in the beginning, it really brings us full circle. It brings us back to where is our love for the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that we're accountable to, the one who is an all-sufficient Savior. This commandment, this 10th commandment, it compels us to consider the perfection of Christ. He alone kept the law perfectly, both inwardly and outwardly, in word, in thought, in deed. Christ alone is the fulfillment of the law. And so although we should check our heart to these things, we should compare our heart with what the Scripture says about many of these things, when we see that all of us have fallen and failed miserably on this one account, even this, just this one commandment, we should then flee to the Lord Jesus Christ to find forgiveness and to find our rest and to find our contentment in Him, because He is the only one that was able to keep the law of God absolutely perfect. It says this, "For God hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And so now, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And so we can flee to Him, we can trust in Him to help us to overcome this in our life and find our complete and total contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening to another edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Go out to the website at www.knowingthetruth.org. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Thou shalt know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, the guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.